Hey guys, Jonathan Dorr with you once again for 3 minutes of thunder. This morning, prayed the rosary. Are you busy? I'm busy. We are so busy these days. It is so hard sometimes to really get out there and have that contemplative time to pray that beautiful ancient prayer. When I travel, I get to pray it because I've got really young kids. When I'm traveling, often I've got that time and I love beautiful churches and cathedrals in some of the cities I visit and I get to pray it. But this morning, I was at home. I got up early, went downstairs, prayed the rosary. Today was the joyful mysteries. I want to talk to you very quickly as a Catholic teacher about the second joyful mystery. It's the visitation. It's the visitation. It's where Mary has received the news from the angel Gabriel. And her first response is not to sit around and punch out a whole bunch of selfies for Instagram. Look at me. I'm the Theotokos. Look at me. I'm the Mother of God. You know, hashtag Mother of God. None of that. The first movement of Mary is to move out with the news towards people in relationship, people that she loved. So we overlook that. We just think, oh yeah, Mary went to visit Elizabeth. Why? Because she moved out that joyful news, that birthing of the person of Jesus in her life pushed her out into the lives of others. So what does this mean for us as Catholic teachers? It means that as we bring to birth the person of Jesus in the world, we're going to take that good news forward. There's a few important points here. You can't give, in my seminars I always say, we can't give what we don't possess. We can't take the good news of Jesus to anyone if we don't fundamentally believe it. If we haven't experienced the good news of Jesus, we're taking that to no one. So you got to give yourself the time, the exposure, the silence, the prayer, to experience the birth of Jesus in your own inner self. I know that's really hard. The busyness we all face, the demands, but you know, even in my crazy life with the travel and the kids and the business and all the stuff I do, I fight so hard for these moments of silence and prayer and stillness to be with Him and so that Christ can come to birth in me and that I can take that forward. You know, I'm flying across the whole planet in 4 days' time. I'm going to go from Australia to Vancouver. What am I really doing? I'm bringing the message of Jesus to others, you know, in another country. So that, but I couldn't do that if the passion for Jesus, if the message of Jesus hadn't come to birth in me. So your students, whether they're going to tell you this or not, are desperate for the person of Jesus. The whole of creation, every human person is desperate for the good news of Jesus, and they can't experience it if we don't have it for them. So my friend, I just pray that you will let Jesus come to birth in you and that you'll take that good news like Mary out into the world and not keep it to yourself. Please check out the links below here. My book, the Going Deeper Staff Formation Program. Check that out. You've got to get that program in your school and book me to come and speak. All the links are here. I'm Jonathan Doyle. Thank you for what you do. Share this video on social media. Please subscribe to the channels. I'm going to have another video for you tomorrow.